You seem to know a lot about the place for an incomer. Gasman smiled ruefully. And how did you know I was an incomer, monsieur? The accent? Well, it's not local, I can tell that. The old man shook his head. No, it's not, and even after all these years it still marks me out as a foreigner. But even if I had managed to shake it off, I'd always have been an outsider to the locals. You have to be born here to belong here, to be a true Grek. Grek? He grinned. It's the nickname for a native of the island, called after those big Greek coffee pots that used to sit on every fire to warm up the fishermen when they came back from the boats. He rubbed big hands one around the other, as if he were cold, or were washing them. But anyway, we incomers often know a lot more about the place than the folk who were born here. How long since you first came to the island? Oh, old Gasman stuck out his chin and scratched it thoughtfully. A long time. Must be, what, nearly 50 years? I arrived in the early 60s, Monsieur MacLeod, looking for a place to hide me away after the death of my wife. I didn't feel much like facing the world then, and this seemed as good a place as any to lose myself. What happened to your wife? Breast cancer. She was still a young woman, so much of her life ahead of her. And yet...
He shook his head sadly, and Enzo thought he detected a moist, glassy quality in his eyes.
It's unlikely she'd have lived this long anyway. So I'd still have lost her at some time. I just wish it had been later rather than sooner.
The waitress brought their wine and a jug of water, along with a basket of bread. Then the food arrived, and Enzo saw that Gasman had ordered a tuna steak with potatoes and salad. He filled both their glasses as they began to eat.
So you never remarried?
He watched as Gasman cut awkwardly into his steak, holding his cutlery in a strange, childish grip.
No. When I first arrived, I bought myself a cottage out on the moor near the village of Kaelo, on the south side of the island. I was still hurting then from my loss, and I kept myself pretty much to myself. I had my surgery, of course, but the only people I ever really saw were my patients. I never got involved in the social scene, and never met a woman that could take the place of my wife. Not that I was looking.
He turned shining eyes on Enzo.
Lots of things in life are disposable, Monsieur MacLeod. Chuck 'em away and get another. But you can't replace people.
No. Enzo looked down at his salad to charge his fork with more fish, hiding an emotional moment. He knew only too well how irreplaceable the people in your life really were. Then he glanced over and watched the older incomer's cumbersome cutting action as he attempted to dissect his tuna.